insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. We're again with you with another program going over the verses of the Holy Quran. In this program, inshallah, we will start to go over the verses of the first chapter in the Holy Quran, known as Surah Al-Fatiha, the beginning of the Quran. We will first hear the glorious verses of the Holy Quran.
الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
The first verse that we come across in this surah, which begins the Holy Quran, is the verse Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the All Merciful. This verse is a verse that begins all surahs, with the exception of Surah Bara'ah or Surah Tawbah. For reasons that, inshallah, if we get there, we will explain why that surah does not have this glorious verse at the beginning. So this verse, the important verse of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim that starts the Holy Quran, it's been said, as we know, in our daily lives, when we look at other nations, when we look at all human beings, when they want to start a project, when they want to start something, when they want to start an action, we see that sometimes when it's very important, they start that action, they name someone at the beginning of that action. They begin a battle with the name of someone. They put the name of a particular individual on a road. Why? Because they want to give the importance of that name on that object or that item or that action, whatever it may be. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful, is the beginning of the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Holy Quran is the book of guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down to His servants. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that the most important action, the most important goal in human life, which is guidance, will start in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By doing so, He teaches us to start things, start our actions in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's many narrations about this verse, the importance of it, the importance of mentioning the verse at the beginning of every surah. We believe that it is important to start every surah, to start every surah other than Surah Bara'ah with this verse. And we cannot eliminate this verse from the surah. It would not be enough for us just to recite the other verses of the surah without Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, especially in the prayers. There's a narration from the 11th Imam, Salamullah alayhi Imam al-Askari, in which the Imam has been narrated to have said, the signs of a mu'min, of a believer, are five. One of these signs is that a believer recites the verse Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim out loud. We have narrations that the imams would always make sure that they recite this verse at the beginning of their surahs, especially in the prayers. A companion says, I never prayed with the imam and behind the imam unless he mentioned and he recited the verse Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim at the beginning of Surah Fatiha, because we know that's the verse or that's the surah that we have got to recite first in the prayer, and also at the beginning of the next surah that he had to recite. And when the prayer was a prayer that needed to be whispered, in other words, we know that some of the prayers, some of the daily prayers we have got to recite out loud, like the Fajr prayer, the morning prayer, the Maghrib prayer, and the Isha prayer, we have got to recite the Hamd and the Surah out loud. This is for men, of course. For sisters, they should see if there's any non-mahram, people that are not mahram to her. If they are around, then she should not recite it out loud. But if there isn't anyone around, they have the option of reciting it. In any case, the imam in the prayers that he had to recite out loud, he would obviously recite them out loud, but he would make sure that the verse Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is mentioned. And this companion says, in the prayers that the imam was supposed to recite silently, in a whispering voice, he would make sure he recites the Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim out loud. And this is where we get that ruling, and the fuqaha, our scholars, have said that it's mustahab to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim out loud, even in the prayers that we have got to recite silently. So this verse, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, what's the significance of it? What is it that it's so important about it? As we have another narration saying that if a action, if a deed, if a goal is trying to be achieved and the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not mentioned before that, that will go unfinished. It would not reach its end. It would not reach its destination. The goal that we were trying to achieve will not be achieved. It is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is only Him that will stay and continue to exist, and everything else is constantly on the verge of inexistence. So it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His name that keeps jobs, keeps actions, keeps deeds, and even buildings and structures up and alive. It's very interesting to know that the first structure put on the face of the earth, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكَ. The first structure that was put on the face of the earth was the house of Allah, the Kaaba. That was the first structure. How many other structures do we have built after that on the face of the earth? By people, with their own intentions, without the intention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without intending that building and that structure to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many thousands or maybe even millions of years have passed, and we see structures that were built even maybe for a few centuries ago have been destroyed and demolished. But this first house, first structure that was put on the face of the earth after so many thousands of years, it still exists. Why? Because it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of that, it will continue to exist until the day of judgment. When you have the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on something, that gives it the blessing. That gives it the blessing of continuation. So the Holy Quran starts with this verse, and we've been told by the a'imma, we've been told by the imams, by the Ahlul Bayt, that if you want a job done, if you have something to do, if you want to start something, whatever it may be, a journey, you want to travel to a certain destination, you want to start a job, you want to build a house, whatever the cause may be, start it with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will give you the blessings. This surah, Al-Hamd, as it's been said by some of the interpreters of the Holy Quran, by the Mufassireen, that this verse that's been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although it's Allah's words, but it is meant to teach His servants how to speak to Him, as we see the verses that follow all indicate this point. So this Bismillah as well is something that is teaching us, when you want to start something and you want to finish it, you want it to reach its destination, start with the verse, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. And it's interesting that in this verse, when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, which refers to Allah Himself, not any of the attributes, it refers to He Himself, which includes all the attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. And we don't have time to go over the attributes and what they mean. Briefly, we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is singular in all forms. He does not possess any parts. So these attributes are all indicating, or we understand them from that one single being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we use the word Allah, or in other languages, like in English, we use the word God to refer to Him. The attributes that are mentioned in this verse, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, deal with beneficence and mercy. The two attributes by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this universe and has given us everything we have without us deserving a single bit of it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to go over our lives and reach the destinations and achieve our goals by beginning them with the verse Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبوح قدوس سبوح قدوس سبوح قدوس سبوح قدوس سبوح قدوس سبوح قدوس رب الملائكة والروح سبوح قدوس
الملائكة والروح.